Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 267 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers in Space, episode 17, The Rangers Mega Voyage.
It aired September 12th, 1998, is written and directed by Judd Lynn.
Ooh.
Double duty.
Twofer.
Old double duty Judd.
Old, that's Chip. That's Juddle Chip for
duty.
You. Nope.
That's what I was looking for.
That's nothing. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, and we come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Power Rangers in Space is a cool time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hope that we talk about Boss Baby at least 50% less than we did last time.
See, now you brought it up. So here's the floodgates are open.
Dang, did I break the seal? I didn't mean to. I want to go back. Oh, rats. Okay, well, let's go watch the episode.
Let's rock it!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in Space!
And we're back, and we definitely did not just yell about Boss Baby a little more, but we did watch this episode.
Have you already forgotten the title?
The Rangers Fantastic Voyage. Mega Voyage. The Rangers Mega Voyage.
MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So it's heyjakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Facebook, and that's cool or whatever. And we're on... We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Podknife and Google Play. If you want to leave us a rating and review in any of those places, that would be awesome. If you can't leave us a rating and review anywhere else, go to Podknife because you just have to sign up for like a free account and then
go
in. And
then you can
rate
and review anything that's on there because I don't know.
I don't know.
Because they definitely announced
of stuff
when
is
they
on
added
there.
Us to it.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's just everything. But
there's a lot on there. I was scrolling through and there's like a New Hampshire podcast on there. It's called New Hampshire Cast.
Of course you found that one.
That's the one that I saw. I haven't listened to it, but that's just, so I feel like they've got a lot on there. So yeah, go check that out. Finally, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. If you donate as little as a dollar a month, you get some cool stuff in return and it helps out a bunch. I am going to be editing Detective Teen Jelly Fetch from Beverly Hills episode. What are you?
I was also going to say that $1 a month now also gets you early access to the videos, which by the time you're hearing this, they're back, baby.
They're back, baby. Jumped on that horse with a clean transition from an old capture card to a new one.
Yeah, let us know in the comments if you could figure out
what
it was.
I bet you can't. It's so slick.
It's a subtle
change. It's basically a Where's Waldo. You'll never see it. So those are back, and we're going to be finishing up Zelda within 2 episodes.
Yep.
So that'll be pretty awesome, and then there'll be a poll up there to see what we do next. So if you like our videos, hey, we're back. Sorry we took so much time off. It happens. Life, guys, am I right?
Oops.
Oops, all berries and no videos. So,
That's what it was. There's too many berries.
We couldn't get to the videos from them. So we got no new emails. We got no new reviews. We do have one bit of news.
Okay.
Mega Ranger has been announced for DVD.
It has.
It's coming to digital video disc.
They finally caught up to us.
Yeah. So it's coming out on August 15th and it says $43. Artley sent that to us direct. Nice. So that's how I found out. You mentioned it earlier.
I think that's the tweet that I saw. Now that you're mentioning it, that's definitely how I saw it as well.
So I'm pretty excited for that. I still have to get... I mean, I'm watching Cocker Ranger with the Super Sentai Brothers, and I have Cocker Ranger, but it's Patron Zeros, he let me borrow it when he went to Scotland.
Right, yeah.
So that's how I'm watching it. I still need to get O-Ranger and Car Ranger.
I have up through O-Ranger, so I need Car Ranger, which like just dropped.
I think it just came out.
So I'm almost caught up. I should be getting Car Ranger probably fairly soon, and then I will also have Mega Ranger. That's my Christmas gift this year.
It's on your Christmas list. So one last thing is the feed. Guys.
Okay, let's ask you guys what you think, because Jake had an idea. It's not a bad idea.
It's a stupid idea, but it's not bad.
My problem is that like eventually all of our podcasts will have to do this, and that's a whole lot of Hey Jake and Josh feeds.
Well, yes. So if the other ones are small enough that if we can find a good fix, we can do it. But
yeah,
the Morphin Grid is 300 episodes deep, including
it's so big,
its other stuff. So I had this idea that we our classic feeds, because the way we do it, this whole oeuvre started, we had no plan.
This is true.
And zero know-how. So we like did a quick Google and we found out that you can use a combination of Blogger and
Google Drive at the time.
We used Google Drive to host.
We already had to fix that problem.
Yeah, that problem already is gone. And like that led to other problems, but like that was kind of the first thing. So we used Google Drive to host our podcasts, and then we published them to Blogger, which sent it to FeedBurner, which sends it out.
Yeah.
That's how we get the RSS feed. Now, Blogger at the time was like, as many as you want will go out. It'll be fine.
Yeah, you had to change a setting in FeedBurner because it by default limits it to like 20 episodes.
Yeah, but you can
add like a tiny little script to the end of the link that bumps that max up to 500.
Yeah. Which is like a lot of episodes.
It's a lot, and we would still be fine.
Yeah.
However, Blogger decided it's only going to send not 150, but 149.
149 episodes will go out. So, as you may have noticed by the number in this podcast, we're a little past that.
Just a smidge.
We're like 117 past that. So, I had the idea that because we did the classic feed, but we didn't set that up. We just set it up the same way.
The problem is, like, this is...
Hopefully this is the most boring podcasting you've heard this week. But
as far as I can tell, this is the most convenient free option.
Yeah.
And to do more, we would have to pay. But also, all the pay options I'm finding are still limit your uploads monthly.
Yeah, like we can't just be like, all right, Libsyn, we'll give you some money. Can we just put 100, 200 episodes up?
We don't want to host them on Libsyn. Yeah. We just want to publish
them
there.
We got our own hosting thing. We have that sorted now. But
I don't know if we can do that.
I don't know. So what I proposed is that for the classic feed, because it only has 149 episodes that it can go to, is once we get to about 149, like the closest before that, closest right. Price is Right rules, closest without going over.
Sure.
That becomes Morphin Grid Classic Volume 1.
Right.
The next 149 is Morphin Grid Classic Volume 2, ad infinitum until, it's done. That will eventually mean we have one metric buttload of feeds just for the Morphin Grid. The other ones, and Raymond did send us an email. I don't know if you checked it out. It required some voodoo, and we may have already screwed up too much to make his fix work.
Okay.
So the other solution is cut our losses.
Okay.
Find a way to get a feed with no limit, not using FeedBurner.
Okay.
And we will, re-upload everything to that, and then launch that, and you will have to subscribe to that new feed, and we will let you know here, obviously.
Right. So, and I have enough faith in everybody listening that you will leave us good reviews again.
Yes, that's the other thing, is we have like a lot of reviews that we cherish that we want.
We're going to have to screen cap them or something.
Yeah, I mean, they'll still... No, they won't, because if
you take the feed down when iTunes update, maybe it'll just be empty. But
we don't have to take this feed down, but like for the new one,
right,
they won't be there. So like we can have this as a relic, as be like, hey, no, look at us. Look at our reviews. They're so good. But
we'll put like one episode in this feed that's just like, check out these reviews, but the actual show is here now.
And then here's the new link for the new reviews. So those are kind of the options we're weighing, because we don't have a lot of other options. The other one we had is we figure out how to make an infinite, one that doesn't have a limit on it, and then we just upload the classic ones every season. Every time 2 seasons ago falls off,
right,
we put that on the classic feed, and so that will just always be there. And the new one is just like the most recent season and the current season.
Yes.
So those are our options. Tweet us, email us, let us know what you think. Tell us in the Discord if you're a patron, because I want to get it fixed. And literally every week, it becomes 2 episodes more work to fix.
Yeah.
So I want to do it as soon as possible. You're going away next week, So we're doubling up on episodes today and next time we record.
Yeah.
And then after that, hopefully we will have a consensus on what people want and we can start to get the fix in line.
Yeah.
So let us know. And if you have any fixes or ways that we can just do stuff from scratch and get it working the way we want it to, also please let us know. Because again, we stupid, yo.
We are kind of dumb.
We're so dumb. We just got
but
microphones.
But also we're like super cheap, so we did it the freest way we could.
Yeah, our startup costs were, I think, $25 for the two crappy mics, and then eventually it was about $250 for the setup that we are still using.
Yeah.
So
we had to replace the mic stands once, but that's it.
Yeah, because those just literally fell apart.
Yeah.
Like
these ones are holding up pretty good, though.
Yeah, they don't use that weird, like, pressure system that the other ones did. Anyway, that's all boring stuff. Boring stuff is out of the way. We're done. We're moving on to cool stuff. Are you ready to talk about the Power Rangers Mega Voyage?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, we start off before the last episode ended with some new stuff.
Yeah.
So they
don't think about it.
Yeah, it was like it was before they got chucked, and so they were losing power. They're talking about that. And then they caught on fire, which I did not remember.
I don't think that happened before.
It might have, but it did not register to me. So then they get chucked. They're like, "Oh, we got to stand up," and they're very low on power at this point. They're like, "We got to stand up." So they stand up, and it's a shot of the Megazord standing up, but it's lost the Delta part of it, and then it stands up and it's got the Delta part back. So
there was just that was the only footage of a Megazord standing that they had to put
in. I think it's from later in the episode because we'll talk about that when we get there. But like, I feel like there was like no one noticed. I only barely noticed. I probably wouldn't have.
I did not notice.
In the Tickle Sneezer episode, there is a giant child in the Megazord fight with Tickle Sneezer.
Really?
In like one shot. That I didn't know about until it was pointed out to me. And I've seen that episode like 500 times.
Right.
But
because now I'm going to have to go back and watch Tickle Sneezer.
Because in Zurenger, Tickle Sneezer makes the kid grow somehow. Or maybe Rita makes, or Bandora makes the kid grow. Right. I don't exactly know because I haven't seen the episode. And the only shot that they could not cut him out of is like him like huddled behind Tickle Sneezer just right there. I never noticed. They get a transmission from Alpha. I say transmission, an intercom, because they're in the same building, essentially. Saying he's decoded the key cards. There is a weapon that Zordon hid on one of Jupiter's moons. Now, remember, they have said like 500,000 times that they are losing power. They've got like no power left.
Mm-hmm.
The end of last episode was all about how they didn't have power, so they couldn't stop themselves from getting thrown. But Ashley says they have just enough power to get to Jupiter.
To Jupiter. And they're not even in our solar system.
Oh, they are. They're on Earth.
When did they get to Earth? Was that where Dark Honda was? He was just on Earth?
I guess. It looked abandoned. But also, Astronomer says real quick, oh, they left Earth. And that's it. That's all we get. Between this episode and the last one, you have zero inclination to think that they are on Earth until Astronomer's like, oh, they left Earth. Okay, that's it. No one saved the planet anymore. We're done. So they disengage and they blast off in the Delta megaship. And we go to the theme song.
they leave Alpha there to just get beat up.
Yeah, not to like fight in the Astro megaship, like in the Astro Megazord, to just like
stand
hold
there
the fort
and take the hits. It's a really good thing that Dark Honda didn't just decide to throw the Megazord out of the way and instead kept attacking it.
Yeah, just like kept going after it, even though like the Delta part flew away. So we come back and there's this like graphic of the Astro Mega ship, but it says sealed on. It's Sentai footage, so like you know how great they are. It's no Tighten Up Reality Gangster, but I mean it's all right. So Astronomer sees them leave and is like. And she's also confused by the episode thus far because she's like, so they're leaving Earth to go somewhere, but they left the Megazord to just stay here and get beat up. And I'm like, yeah, good point, Astronomer. What's up right now?
But for some reason, Space Ganondorf is here.
Space Ganondorf?
From the tavern.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mad Max, Space Ganondorf. He's just hanging out because he saw what happened. He was the last one to see
that. It's weird because he saw what happened, and the astronomer was like, what happened? And he's like, oh, I don't know.
I don't know, but let me just real quick.
Why doesn't he want to tell her?
Because, like,
he's a bad guy.
Yeah, but that doesn't I actually kind of like that.
But he's not bad guy.
He just lives in the Forbidden Planet. So he's ugly, so he has to do what he has to do. Real quick, before we get to the thing that happens next, we do get a shot of the Delta Megaship leaving and the Malamar jellyfish that Darkonda shed in the last episode follows it. Then we get a recap of the Monster Mash Saloon.
To get him to talk, Astronomer has to magically lasso him and drop him to the ground.
Yeah, she blasts him with a Power Rangers laser version of Wonder Woman's Lasso of Truth, and he, like, drops to the ground. And then we get a recap of the entire...
It's just them. They, like, show the whole fight scene.
Basically the whole thing.
From last episode, yeah, in the saloon.
Like, the sword fight. End to end. We get one, like, before then, we get, like, a little montage of him being like, I have 5 Zamba bars.
Zambababa bars. And then it just, and then Andros is just, I win.
Yeah, and then that's it. He's like, yeah, sorry, no, I get this many. So he plays poker, we see the sword fight. I keep almost calling it swordfish. I don't know why.
Are you tired? You need a nap?
No, I'm fine. I just really like swordfish, so I guess I'm jonesing.
Swordfish the movie or swordfish the food?
The fish. Okay. It's my favorite fish. If anyone is, if there's ever a trivia contest, that's my favorite fish. So then at the end of all this, she's like, oh, the Red Ranger has Zordon's key cards. Someone give me my battle gear. We're going. We got stuff to do.
So confirmed that this is functional battle armor.
Yeah, which I like. I really like that. So
it was basically confirmed anyway, but now she has said it out loud.
She has said it out loud, yes. So then we cut to the Power Rangers flying through space on the Delta Megaship, and the Malamar comes from behind and, like, bites them, and they, like, kick it off. It, like, just bites them on the butt,
yeah,
of the Zord. Oh. And they're like, get out of here. They get to Jupiter and they scan the moon. Well, they scan at least one moon and they're like, there's nothing on this moon. We're going to scan all 16 of these because Jupiter does have 16 moons. And then we get a voice that's like, hey, I can just take you there automatically. Like, it goes into, like,
right, and even now the
mode.
Power Rangers are confused by the episode so far, because Carlos is like, is that one of your friends? And Andros is like, I don't even know.
I don't know who that... I feel like it's the Delta Megaship's Deca.
It's Deco. Art Deco.
Deco. Arthur Deco.
Arthur
nice
Deco.
To meet you.
The computer system for the Astro... Nope. The Delta Megaship.
Yeah. TM, TM, TM. No one take that. Patent Penny. OC character, do not steal. OC character is redundant because the C stands for character.
Anyways, original character.
So they dock and, on like a moon base on,
yep,
on for once, not our moon, on a different moon. And they go, there's like a hallway and they're like running through it and there's some Indiana Jones music. Like, it's very like, dun, 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 slightly different. Dun, 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 dun. And then we cut back to the Earth for 1 second just to see Darkonda womp on the Astro Megazord that Alpha and Deca are in. And then we cut back because it's literally just to be like, yep, she's still kicking their butt.
Yep.
For no reason that we can tell. So the Rangers get to this, like, warehouse thing, like this, like, receiving area of, like, a warehouse.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, over there. And we don't really see what they see, but they jump down and they start running towards
Yeah, because I think it's either Carlos or TJ. One of them is like, what are we looking for anyway? And Andrews is like, I'll know it when I see it. And then he looks over and there's like a lights out game. You remember that?
No.
A little handheld thing and like it lit up and you would push them and like it would turn some out, but some other ones on and the goal was to turn them off.
Yeah, okay.
It was like a big version of that on the wall. And he was like, there it is.
That's it.
If you turn all the lights out, then these giant doors will open. And we get a weird close up of these doors because it's the like big steel doors,
yeah,
that open like one down, one up,
yeah,
kind of thing. And it's just a close up of the middle of it. Like the whole frame is just this door.
That's weird. So they go to the lights out machine and they are interrupted by Astronomer and some Quantrons and a Kliptor.
Yes. Because at one point, Andros heart punches Ecliptor.
That is true.
And then I don't think we saw Ecliptor for the rest of that fight.
You got the fatal heart punch. What are you going to do after that?
When the Quantrons drop in, they dropped in like a colorful energy orbs, I guess. Like when they teleported in, it was like different colors.
Like solid colors?
Yeah.
That's weird.
And I was like, that's weird. I felt like it was like a prove your worth for this new weapon kind of like test as opposed to Astronema. But then Astronema was there. It just caught me a little off guard that they were like colored when they teleported
in. Normally they're like these like kind of white with some green iridescent things in them. And that's it.
I mean, maybe that's
same.
What I saw and I'm just remembering it wrong.
I don't know.
I feel like there was like a pink and a green and a blue.
That's weird. There's a big fight. At one point, Andros does give Ecliptor the fatal heart punch, which is pretty awesome. So then he hacks the lights out machine, and that opens what I thought was an elevator. Because for all intents and purposes, it looks like an elevator, but it isn't one. Stay tuned. So he runs in. The other Rangers run in, except for Cassie, who is still fighting a Quantron. And she's like, oh no, and like she starts running, and Astronema whips out a boomerang and kawangers her. And so she falls down and she's like, get her, don't let her go. And Cassie scrambles to her feet and starts running, and the doors are closing, and they're like the, like you said, like the up and down ones. And it's like 7.5 inches before they close, and Cassie dives through.
From the inside, there's like there's like probably 7.5 inches, but then we jump to the outside where Cassie jumps through, and they're definitely open more than they were from that first shot.
Well, you need to fit a person through there, but she dives through and is pretty baller.
Yeah.
I like that Cassie did that. Was that Mega Ranger footage, or was that American?
I don't know, because there was one weird wide shot that was Mega Ranger footage that you caught.
It was Mega Ranger footage, and there was someone there instead of Astronema, and I don't know who that is supposed to be.
I'll have to wait until November to find out.
Yeah. You mean December?
Well, I think it releases in
November. It releases in August.
Does it release that early?
If it's on your Christmas list, that's still not November.
Well, I mean, you're right. I just thought like it released in November, so like, we have to wait at least that long.
I mean, you can find it.
you can watch it now.
You can watch it now. But it's like a weird translation, and the website that I used when I was watching Jetman, when we had Matt J on, was Garbo. It was a bad website. Anyway, enough about internet crimes. they get into this, like, what I thought was an elevator. It turns out it's just, like, a room with some computers in it, and there's a tunnel. So they're like, the tunnel, that's got to be it. Let's go down there. So they start running. They have giant Fisher-Price flashlights. Ashley is up front.
Did you ever have one of those?
I don't think so.
I did. It's like this huge yellow flashlight, and around the bulb part is like a blue rim, and it has a handle, like a big handle on the top.
Yeah.
On the side is like a little switch. You can rotate it down, and that brings like down a little red gel. You got red light. You rotate it up, and it brings up a green gel. You have all three different colors.
Three flavors of light. You play red light, green light.
And I literally played with this flashlight all the time. And by played with this flashlight, I mean turned it on and changed the color for like probably too long.
I just had flashlights, but I also would just like have one and turn it on and like turn the lights out and then turn the flashlight on and just play
that's
with
how
the flashlight.
You know, that's how you know humans are animals, right? Is like we're fascinated by all this
stuff.
We're like,
oh,
still.
If I flip a switch, it makes a light. It makes like a little sun in there.
I'm going to just keep doing that. I can make the sun green.
This is also how you know that we are old men. Because nowadays, if you ask like a 6-year-old, like, hey, here's a flashlight, they'd be like, cool, where's my iPad?
Yeah.
I'm pretty close to catching up on 2 dots. There's an event going on right now. I got to get that treasure chest, so time's wasted. Anyway, Ashley is up front. She's running down this hallway. They all have flashlights. It's well lit.
It's not pitch black in here.
And she says, I can't see anything when she gets through this door. And then immediately runs gut first into a railing and flips over
it. Let me just ask you a question. If you enter a dark, strange place and can't see anything, is your gut instinct to charge forward at full speed?
Oh, yeah. Every time, if a light's off, full force.
You just gotta run straight.
I just gotta go.
And just yell, I can't see anything.
Even though, like, you could, because we did. Yeah. Because there are flashlights.
And it wasn't
here.
Just like the Rangers were lit so we could see them. This room was lit.
Yeah. Like, it's dark. Like, it's like a black room, but, like, where they are, there was, like, light from the hallway shining out onto the railing that she literally just ran gut first, like, hit, like crushed her and the entire front of her pelvic bone into it and then flips over. I don't know if you've, like, hit your hip on something.
Oh, yeah.
You're a bony boy, uh-huh. So you probably have. I'm not super bony, so whenever I do it, it is, like, the greatest shock in the world. I'm like, how could you betray me in bone? Imagine that, but both of them at the same time.
And then she tumbles over the railing and almost falls into the abyss.
The pitch blackness of space. And Andrews catches her, the Fisher, RIP piece, her Fisher-Price flashlight.
Now
it's
that I'm thinking
gone.
About it, I think that's a play school flashlight.
Okay, well, tomato, tomato, really. They turn on a light. There's like a light switch, I guess. Or maybe the lights are like, hey, you're here. You know, the voice comes on, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, you found it. And then the lights go on. And there's new vehicles. It's like V1, 2, 4, 5, and 3. Because 3 is like a big rocket ship in the middle, and it's like a man, 3 trucks, and a rocket ship.
There's space trucks.
Space trucks. They're Mass Effect trucks, but not truck.
Not
from
truck.
Mass Effect. they're like spaceship trucks. And Carlos is like, V2, all right!
He's so psyched.
He's so psyched for V2. Like, he just...
He doesn't care about all of them. No, he's just V2.
Just V2. So then we cut back to Astronema's lair, the Dark Fortress, and she's
so
like...
So they just, like, they couldn't get the door open, so they went home?
Yeah, I guess. And they were like, ah... Fuck it.
Because she says, don't let them get away after the door is sealed.
Yeah, and then they went, well, I mean, they got away.
And then, like, 2 Quantrons tried to open it, and she blasted them, and
so
then they left.
I skipped something. I didn't write it down, because this every time there's, like, a very long sequence, I tend to, like, get a little lax
on
my notes.
Right before the big fight scene of the Quantrons and the Rangers, we got a pretty good destroy them out of Astronema.
Oh, we did. That's later. Right now, before we cut to Astronema, after Carlos is psyched about V2, we get a 25-minute sequence of the Rangers getting in the Zords. The Zords moving a little bit. The Red Ranger's like a Manzord with, like, Gatling gun jetpacks. And he, like, breaks free from the cables keeping him there. TJ gets into the rocket ship, and he is sitting perpendicular with it. So he's like, all right.
I do like that they shot it that way.
Yeah.
But it's also just kind of ridiculous.
It's everyone else is like, yeah, look at all my stuff. And they're fine. And then Tina's just like laying down.
He's laying down like, can we go yet?
He's like, guys,
God.
All the blood's rushing to the backside of my head.
My concussed 2 episodes ago head.
Yeah, he shouldn't be flying. He should not be operating heavy machinery.
No, definitely not laying down.
No. So then we cut to Astronema because they leave and they... Andros jumps onto TJ and uses it as a surfboard.
Into space.
And then Astronema's like, hey, tell the monster. She just says the monster. She doesn't give it a name
either. Yeah, it doesn't
either.
Have one as far as I know.
It's like a scale. It's like a ferocious scale, but it's Darkonda's scale, but a monster now. She tells the Ecliptor to tell it to attack the Red Ranger why she couldn't.
Yeah,
just...
she's not on speaking terms with the monster.
I guess. It's so beneath her. So she's like, get him. It gets him, knocks him off TJ, and then they do a fight, and there's a whole fight that happens, and he, like...
They're on a moon, right?
They land on a moon or an asteroid or something. Andros has, like, his Gatling gun jetpacks, and he's, like, shooting at the thing, and then...
He does say he, like, switches into weapon mode, which I guess means hover.
Yeah. so they're fighting, and then... You pointed out that there is no music during this.
There's not.
There is a part where the tables turn and, you know, Malamar just gets sick of Andros and starts, like, punching him in the head, neck, and shoulders. And then something shoots Malamar. I don't think we saw what it was.
It was Carlos.
Was it Carlos?
Yeah, because the next shot is him flying in like to help, and then the music comes with him.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. So he lands. He mentions Mega V2 again when they're leaving, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Like,
he loves it. He loves Mega V2.
Anderson's like, yeah, guys, this is great. And then it's nobody else is like, yeah, affirmative, way to go. None of that. It just cuts to Carlos like, I love Mega V2. They kill Malamar eventually. They all, like, show up and they shoot. TJ, like, rockets through it and, like, skips on the moon like a stone across a pond. And then he's like, Mega Taxi, hop on, Andros. So Andros gets back on. They fly to Earth. Then we cut down to the Astro Megazord, which is running out of power to the point where Deka is dying. Deka's like, oh, we're running out of power. 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 And like it's at like 14% at this point.
And it's just dropping like 1% a second.
Yeah, it's not doing great. So then we cut to the Rangers putting the Megazord together. Then we cut back down. And Darkonda finishes the Megazord, the Astro Megazord off, and it falls, and then it's out of energy. And Alpha's like, Deka, I need some power. And
she's off.
There's none.
Also, I pointed this out when we were watching it, but like when Power Ranger Megazords specifically, but also Command Centers and the like, when they run out of power or like they lose energy, everything is blowing up.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know if you've ever lost power, but that's not what happens.
Well, I mean, sometimes that can happen.
I understand like they are being actively hit, but at the same time, like,
if there's no power,
what is sparking?
Yeah, I think it's just like the last bit of energy is sparking through the consoles.
Okay.
That makes sense. So they land and Alpha, like before they land, Alpha's like, this is it. Like we're done for. And the new Megazord lands and they knock, they engage Darkonda. They start fighting and they knock him down at some point and then just jump on his stomach 3 times. Like, do, like, a little trampoline hop.
Yep.
Like, one of those little trampos. I don't know if they have a special name or not.
A little trampoline.
Okay.
Maybe miniature.
A miniature. Trampolian. That's my favorite Pokemon. So then they get the Mega V3 missile, which is, like, it has, like, a handle on the top now. And, like, braces against the hip. And they fire it from there. And it rockets pretty fast. Like, the sense of speed is actually really good.
Yeah.
For the shot. And it blasts through Darkonda. And it kills him?
He falls down and blows up. And there's nothing left but fire.
He dies. But they linger for just long enough that I'm like, is he getting back up? But he does not. So then they like walk over to Alpha. And they're like, Alpha, is that you? Duh.
And what if he was like, no, Rangers, it's not me.
No, this is Jeff. And
then no Alphas in here.
No Alphas here.
Nobody just here but us Jeffs.
they help him. He's like, I need a vacation, which you do. He's like, just kidding. No, you really do.
You should take one. It's been so long.
Can he go? Can Alpha go anywhere?
Sure. He went to the park that time.
He can go to, well, yeah, that didn't turn out very good. And that wasn't this Alpha. That was the last Alpha.
That was Alpha 5.
This is Alpha 6.
Hey, refresh my memory. Oh, Alpha 5 left with Zordon.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, where did 5 go?
Yeah, 5 left with Zordon. And they're like, but here's a new one.
We got the Street Tough Alpha.
Which, now that I know we're very far removed from the start of Turbo or the halfway through Turbo?
We're pretty far removed from Turbo.
Pretty far removed.
Outside of the Grandma episode, we are pretty far removed.
Why couldn't they just have left Alpha? Is it because the voice actor left and they needed a reason to have a new voice?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just like they had this idea for how they wanted Alpha to talk, but the only way that the super creative writers could make it happen is if it was a different Alpha.
Okay, that's weird.
And they're like, he's a Street Tough from New York?
From like cartoon New York.
Yeah.
So then we cut to later. Cassie is checking some circuits. She's like, yeah, circuits 1 through 7 are fried. Like, it's gone. We need to get all new engine circuits.
All new engine circuits. We cut up to the cockpit where Carlos is like, here, Andros, look at this. And he's like, all the scanning circuits are dead.
All the circuits are... Basically, you're going to need a whole new set of circuits.
If only there was a city.
Well, in 1998, there was.
There was.
They had to reconfigure everything. And then Deka is like coming back online.
She sounds just like Muzzy.
Okay, so for those of you who don't remember, there was a commercial for a product back in the early to mid 90s for something. And I can't recall what the name of the product was, but I can recite.
It's Muzzy.
No, that's the name of the character. Is that what
that's the character, but that's also like the video series.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
So Muzzy was this big monster that would teach you French.
Or Spanish.
And the commercial went as follows. Yes, that's French they're speaking, but no, these children aren't French. They're American. And then it cuts to Muzzy going, Je suis la Jufi. And it took me like 15 years to figure out what he was saying. Even though immediately after, a little girl goes, Je suis la Jeune Fille, which means I am the pretty little girl.
Yep.
So Muzzy also just said, I am the pretty little girl.
The way I remember it is he said, Je suis la grande Muzzy, which means I am the big Muzzy. But I could have misheard it because they just said Muzzy, and I'm like, he must be saying Muzzy.
Now I'm going to Google that commercial and check. God.
These kids aren't French. They're American.
They're American. It's just like a weird, like, America, number one.
America and Ashley, they're number one.
And Smitty, Werber, Jagerman, Jensen. So if you had SpongeBob on your bingo card for the episode, you can check it off.
You can also check off Muzzy if you had that rare
Muzzy
space.
It's a long shot. It's been a while, but your time has come. You should have a bingo by now. So
SpongeBob's the free space, I think, at this point.
Well, for the last, like, six episodes, it's been D. Any D talk. Anyway, I don't even know where we were. Deka is Muzzy. Then we got to Astronema. Deka is the big Muzzy now.
I am the big Muzzy.
Oh, God. So
there's an English version. I get, like, an English as a second language version of it. I kind of want to see if we could get that and check it out.
Do those tapes even exist anymore?
I don't know. I remember
deep net for that.
We watched them in my Spanish class
really?
In high school. Yeah.
We never did. I feel like they were...
And like, they're... If you're a kid, I see how it works.
Yeah.
Because they literally just speak in Spanish, but it's like basic things and there's a lot of gesturing.
Yeah.
As an adult, though, this is just gibberish.
Right.
Like, you're not grabbing anything because you already know a language.
Also, turns out, 8 years old is the best time to learn a new language.
Is it?
Yeah. Eight, and I guess when you're a baby and you don't know any languages, you know.
Yeah.
I learned that it was eight. Anyway, so we got to Astronema, and she is like, Darkonda's gone, but the Rangers are like, they're down for the count. They're done for. And then Elgar talks about how much he loves Darkonda for like 3 minutes, and the whole time... I swear you can hear a tea kettle start to boil and it's about to blow off because Ecliptor is going nuts.
Ecliptor says, I'm glad Tarkon is dead.
I'm glad he's dead.
And Elgar's like, oh, I doubt it. He's so great. Tarkon is the best in the whole universe.
And then...
Or galaxy, because I guess Power Rangers doesn't expand beyond a galaxy.
I guess. So then... Ecliptor goes over to Elgar and, like, grabs him by the neck and is like, you talk too much. And then Astronema's like, but he's right, because he did all the work, and now the Power Rangers are down.
Also, why is Ecliptor so shocked that he might not be dead? Because Ecliptor's come back at least three times.
Yeah, maybe he thinks that that's what he does. Because, like, we don't know anything else about Darkonda.
That's true.
We know that he, like, kidnapped Caron, and that's it. So, I mean, Elgar seems to think he'll come back. Stay tuned. But then Astronema's like, yeah, no, they're on their backs. Like, it's the perfect time to attack Earth. And that's where the episode ends. So, Josh.
Uh-huh.
I started.
You did.
What's the best?
That's a good one. It's a good question.
Thank you.
I think the best is Muzzy, right?
I mean, in a lot of ways. He's the best Muzzy, that's for sure.
Oh, he is the big Muzzy.
The big one.
What is the best? The best.
I also don't really have one. I think. Oh, you know what? I do have one. It's Cassie jumping through the doors, because that always rules.
Cassie's clutch play.
Yeah, definitely.
No
matter when that happens, I'm always for that.
Also, like right before that, when Astronomo just like took her down.
Yeah. With his sweet boomer clanger. Yeah.
You have the key cards.
Yeah. Thanks, but nah. What's the worst?
I think just Elgar. I'm over him. Get rid of him. He doesn't need to be here anymore.
Yeah. I feel like they introduced Darkonda, and that could have been a good out for Elgar. Be like, oh, now I have two henchmen, so like we're good here. But I guess like you need to get them jokes in. I'm going to say the worst is, oh, we didn't talk about it. There was a moment where Andros, as they were all leaving, they're on these like moving platforms to get like launched out into space from the moon. And Andros is like wobbles. Like the Megazord like loses its footing, even though that doesn't make any sense. And it's to show like in Mega Ranger that like he's the new guy, I guess, and he's not, you know, blah, blah, blah. But like Andros is like a space Power Ranger. Like he's always been, as far as we've known, he has always been flying something. He should be fine. And every time we've seen him in the Megazord, he's like pro strat, like Guilty Gear pro strats.
Although I don't think he's always been a Power Ranger, but I don't know if he's had Zords before.
Well, no, but the Megazord, he's always doing that like sweet.
He did have
stuff.
The Mega Ship, yeah, the whole time.
So like, which didn't become the Megazord until after the show, until In Space started, but like,
because he needed the headpiece,
yeah,
which was at Nasada.
Nasada had
reason.
Sure. Anyway, who's the MVP?
Alpha, for just like sticking it out.
Yeah,
I think it was I will stay. He never once was like, no, don't leave me.
Yeah.
And I think that was really cool for Alpha to be like, okay, be careful, please come back.
Yeah. He's like, all right, if you got to go, like, I'll hold the fort and hopefully I don't die too. So that's pretty cool of him. That's going to do it for us for today, though. So we will see you on Friday for the next episode. Josh, what's that episode called?
Oh, the next episode is True Blue to the Rescue.
Oh, boy. I remember that one. We will see you next time, but until then,
may the power protect you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space.
I was hoping if we just didn't mention it, it wouldn't come up.
I was hoping that by getting ahead of it,
Boss Baby is just so woven into the fiber that is my being at this point.